Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy. This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
How you doing? Welcome back. So time for this week's Mom and Pop Spot. This is where we put the call out for a local business that is not a chain, not a national chain. We're looking for, you know, small businesses that are, especially we look for the ones that are struggling. You know, right. If you're doing fine, if you're successful and all that, we're very happy for you. Good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for someone who's maybe been impacted by the pandemic where your business never quite fully recovered. Mm-hmm. It's never been quite the same, or your business had to drastically pivot or change from a different model than you were using before. And you're still trying to find your stride.
Yep. We're here to help with a world-class commercial.
And this is kind of where it came from, the whole idea of doing a mom and pop spot. These tend to turn out a little silly because this isn't exactly in our wheelhouse just because we work in radio. We're not really professional commercial producers. We don't work in the, we work in the advertising community. Mm-hmm. As far as Q102 is concerned, in our personal brands, but like we're not trained.
We don't produce them. We
advertising voice them. Executives.
We can
right.
voice them. We can read copy.
We read scripts.
Yeah. Yeah. We can kind of with endorsements, we write a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the sitting there and the putting all of the music and the sound effects and all of that business together, we haven't done that in forever.
Now, last week, we got a call from our friends at Tri-State Liquid Waste.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do it all here.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the business is.
If you're local and a mom and pop, we'll do a commercial for you.
And we do look for the unique businesses, too, that, you know, maybe set themselves apart from the rest.
Like if you own a sewage liquid waste company, we checked that box.
Yeah.
We're not going to do another one of those for a while.
Probably not. Not no. something you hear on the radio every day.
I will tell you, though, it did bring up brand awareness for me because that very same day we did the mom and pop spot, I saw one of their trucks on the road. Normally, I would have just been like, oh, what is that? And then instead, I was like, oh, we just talked about them today.
Yep.
And there was a truck right there, friends.
Look at that.
So brand awareness is a thing.
Yeah, we talked to her a little bit on the radio. We asked her some questions, got to know her business and, you know, try to come up with something. And that's where Tim, we utilize the production skills of Tim, who's got some background on this. And he goes across the hall to our specialized commercial production studio. The
Correct.
Studio across, directly across the hall from us is used for producing commercials.
Yep.
So he goes in there and he calls us in individually. Sometimes, you know, as a duo or as a group. But usually individually we go in there and we, you know, read little bits and pieces that he has laid out for us. And
random,
he sort of creates on the fly.
We don't know what's going on. We just give him what we got and he does with it what he wants.
And for the record, I usually don't know what I'm doing either.
But that's why it's so good, Tim.
I have some ideas. And then when I get your interpretations of them, then I kind of plug it all together.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically when you hire someone to produce a commercial, they don't turn around this quickly. We do it in about an hour or it's free.
Yep.
Well, it's free anyway.
It's free.
It's free anyway.
Yeah.
usually this process usually could take months, and 20 eyeballs would be on it and nitpick it and send it back for revisions. And I didn't like the way you said the. Could you say the instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Tim comes back in an hour later, fully produced. And then we debut the commercial. We all get to hear it for the first time, fully produced.
Yep.
So we're hearing it for the first time along with the listener. So here's an example of last week's mom and pop spot that we did for Tri-State Liquid Waste.
Your septic system should be cleaned out every 2 to 4 years. Is it time?
Is it time?
Call Tri-State Liquid Waste.
Trust Tri-State Liquid Waste for all your septic needs.
They're fully licensed and insured. Provide a free estimate with state-of-the-art equipment and highly competitive pricing.
It's more than just pumping. It's a commitment to your system's longevity.
And if you need repairs, they got you.
Need a video pipe inspection? Done.
Commercial and industrial services, too.
Keep your drains flowing properly.
Your poop takes up space.
Call Tri-State Liquid Waste.
You dump it, we pump it.
Oh.
Your number two is our number one. They're number one in the number two business.
Your poop takes up space.
Call Tri-State Liquid Waste.
Call 812-537-3888.
Call Tri-State Liquid Waste.
Or visit tristateliquidwaste.com.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, we have a lot of listeners with septics.
Yes,
septic
we
systems.
Do.
Myself included.
Yep. Putting it up.
That's it.
Putting it out there.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
What did you think of our mom and pop spot for Tri-State Liquid Waste?
I especially liked the noise effects at the end.
That's Alicia's favorite part. Yeah, why not?
She liked the Jen part.
Right. Well, Alicia is representing Liberty Western in Lebanon this morning. And Alicia, tell us what Liberty Western is for those folks who don't know.
Yeah, so it is a small, locally owned country store. It is the epitome of your down-home feel country store. They have a bunch of apparel and feed and pretty much everything, you know, as country folk need.
What about sorghum? Do you have a jar of sorghum? Can I get that?
What was that again?
Yeah.
A jar of sorghum.
Sorghum. What exactly is sorghum?
I don't even know what that is.
Like sugary syrup.
Kind of like molasses, but made from a different plant.
They might. We go there once every week to get dog food because we have four large dogs.
There you go.
So
I'll tell you what.
That is our primary purchase there.
I have been in this store, and it has been a long time. But I went there when Jacob started taking horseback riding lessons to get him some boots.
Yep.
Oh,
fun. Yes.
They have a huge selection of cowboy boots.
Uh-huh.
They have the biggest selection of Hey Dudes I've ever seen. I bought several pairs of Hey Dudes there. Everything from Carhartt to Ariat, workwear.
They got all the big
jewelry.
Names.
Yeah. They do, yes. So, it is. It's a small store, but it's stocked.
Yeah.
So are you primarily apparel, or do you have other stuff too?
Apparel. I'm not. I actually don't work there. I just live down the street, and I'm a regular customer there.
Oh, that's so funny.
She just loves it.
So, what do they have besides clothing then?
They also have dog food, which is what we go there for primarily. They sell, I believe, some other animal feed for horses. They sell saddles, cowboy hats. They have a very large selection of cowboy hats.
I love that.
Yeah.
Baseball hats. They do customer events, like customer appreciation events. It's just, you know, you walk in there and they, if you're a regular like us, they know who you are. They greet you. You make small talk. They still handwrite their receipts. And they even every time, even when I'm there once a week, they always offer to carry my large bag of dog food out to my car for me. It's just that kind of, you know, just friendly family feel.
Right.
Yeah.
How sweet is that? Yeah, I love this.
They're listed as an apparel store on Google, even though they sell other stuff outside of apparel, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about belt buckles? Because you know what they say about those?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like they do under accessories.
The bigger the belt buckle.
They sell a lot of accessories. They even sell like Yellowstone cologne and perfume.
Yellowstone cologne? You can smell like Casey?
You can, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They sell a lot of, like, perfumes and other stuff for pets, like treats and bones. They have a little bit of everything.
Oh, check this out. They sell conceal carry purses.
I just wrote that down on my list.
They do, yes.
How about that?
How cool is that? Bolo tie.
It is a cool store. I mean, it's been a while since I've been there, but, yeah, there's a lot to look at.
There is. It is definitely jam-packed.
Now, are you a big country music fan by any chance?
I have actually within probably the past 5 years become, I would say, a country girl. I used to live in OTR and I've kind of meandered my way out to the country. And now, you know, I wear cowboy boots, listen to country music when I'm not listening to you guys, of course.
Of course. This is awesome. Yeah. City girl gone country.
What brought you to OTR in the first place?
I was living in Columbus in German Village, and when I moved here, I just wanted to live downtown. I'm a huge Reds fan and wanted to be close and live in a cool loft, and then just kind of grew out of it and kind of made my way out to the country. I always loved Lebanon because of the downtown.
It's a sweet little downtown feel.
Mm-hmm. Did you get yourself some land?
3 acres. Yep, we are right down the street from Liberty Western, so it's very convenient when we need our dog food.
Now, how tight are you with your neighbors on 3 acres of land? Or is that why you got 3 acres? Because you don't want to know your neighbors.
What neighbors? We can shoot guns off of our back deck.
Yeah, what kind of guns?
That'll come in handy. You can get your concealed carry purse.
Every kind you can imagine.
Look at you.
I do a concealed carry purse.
It is funny because, you know, I live in Morrow and gunshots are something that you hear. Okay. You know, we've got some people that do some target shooting.
Yeah, it was a different story when I lived in OTR and I heard that. But now in Lebanon, you know, you hear that.
Yeah, it's totally different.
You have a different reaction to
it. Definitely
when you hear it, right?
Know that it's not fireworks.
Wow.
You're never scared when you hear gunshots in the country.
Yeah.
Nope.
Now, let me ask you this. Do they know that you are calling Q102 and doing this?
Yes. So the owner of the company, unfortunately, has cancer and he is not doing well. So he has not been around. But the guy that has kind of taken the reins, his name is Clint, I have let him know. And I also texted him this morning. He hasn't responded yet, but I have let him know.
Cool. Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate the attention.
Yeah. If anything, you know, if it makes Dan smile, that's a, you know, that'd be a win, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's so sweet that you're doing this for them.
I love the store and I love the people. So
Clint is like the perfect Western name, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he wears a cowboy hat. He's got a mustache. You know, he's the real deal.
No, for sure.
Dan and Clint.
Dan and Clint.
All right.
Cool. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna take all my notes. I'm gonna head over to the production room across the hall. We're going to sing, we're going to play, we're going to add lasers. I think there's a really good opportunity for some country singing, Jen.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeehaw!
And we'll call you back in roughly an hour or so and play you back the results.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. See you, bye.
Nice website.
It is a fun store.
I want
to
go there
on 42.
Well, I feel like I go to a lot of country music concerts.
Yeah.
And there's some good ones coming this year. And I'm like, maybe we're due for a little glow up on the old country Western wear.
Yep.
Do they have fringe?
Oh, I'm sure.
They have a lot of bedazzled jeans.
Yeah.
That's something I do. Well, now I've got some. I bought some last year, didn't I? Some fringed cowboy boots. My favorite.
Jenna, we're going to have you audition for your role as the country music singer on the Mom and Pops.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Is it over now? Did you tap that track? I tapped that track.
You've been tapping it like a crazy fool.
I am, and I am entered to win, it says right here on the
app. Good, good.
7:30. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Toast is actually healthier than bread. And look out for toilet rats.
What? Yeah.
Welcome to Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. We are Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. If you toasted up some Wonder Bread for breakfast, congratulations on your healthy eating choice, or at least healthier than if you hadn't toasted it. A doctor in the UK named Karen Raj posts health advice on TikTok. And he also just published a book called This Book May Save Your Life. That's a great title. I would buy that book.
Okay.
One of his videos went viral this week after he explained why toasted white bread is healthier than untoasted.
Does the heat kill something in it?
Here he is explaining how it works. You can hear it from the man himself.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it, and then defrost it and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
Wow.
Now, white bread isn't healthy in general because it's high on the glycemic index.
Right.
That means it breaks down in your body fast and makes your blood sugar spike, as he pointed out. And that's one reason something like whole wheat will always be better. But toasting white bread does lower its glycemic index rating, causing more, what was the term he used, retrograded starch to form. It acts more like fiber and breaks down more slowly, so your blood sugar stays more stable and you feel fuller longer.
That's cool.
And you heard him also mention freezing bread, which causes a similar reaction. So he said if you freeze a loaf of white bread and then toast it, you can lower its glycemic index by almost half. And the same thing applies to pasta, too. Leftover pasta that's refrigerated and reheated. Again, lower on the glycemic index than when it's cooked fresh. I don't know that it'll taste nearly as good, but...
Yeah, but who knows?
You can try it. Yeah. Some things are actually better when they're reheated, like pasta.
You know, some people would argue pizza.
Chili.
Sometimes chili. Soups. Yeah, soups for sure.
Meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
So if that's the case, I mean, if you take like a whole grain wheat bread, which is better than white bread, freeze it, you know, when you take it home from the store, and then... let it thaw out and then toast it. I mean, I would imagine that's ideal if you love bread.
Yes, and who doesn't love bread?
I love bread.
I do love bread, too.
Bread.
Yeah.
I know. I got one of those things sent to me on my, like, Facebook feed that was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of them, what's your favorite bread? And it had the rolls from Texas Roadhouse, the Cheddar Bay biscuit from Red Lobster, the rye loaf at Outback. Like, it had a bunch of little free bread, the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
Longhorn has some pretty good bread.
And is that like a big rye loaf too, or something like that? And it was like, which one's your favorite? And I took a moment to think.
Yeah.
I chose First Watch's whole grain bread.
Oh my God, that strawberry jam they put on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just ruined it.
You don't like the jam?
No, I like it. I'm just from a health standpoint.
My God.
Completely murdered it.
No. That's fruit.
Oh.
Jam is fruit, jam don't is you
silly
know?
Silly me. What was I
Come
thinking?
Come on, Jeff.
What's wrong with you? I don't get it without the butter, though, because they do
now,
butter.
See, I prefer the butter. I like the savory. Mm,
fruit only.
Let me tell you a little bit about something new at the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They have a French toast bake. They take French toast and they like douse it in brulee and then they bake it. And then they
eggs aren't enough.
Right.
They douse and then, it in brulee.
In brulee. And then they bake it. And then they top it with, it's healthy because there's strawberries and blueberries on it.
Oh, nice. See?
And then a strawberry glaze, like a strawberry, syrup kind of thing.
Oh, it's all about balance.
Oh, and let me tell you, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds good.
And, you know, if you eat in the restaurant, you can leave with for $5, you can take one home with you. For $5. That's it.
I love when your mom is in town and you guys eat together.
Have you told our sales manager your passion for Cracker Barrel? Like, have they worked out some kind of endorsement deal for you?
They should. And Longhorn, too, should be knocking on my door.
Like, every year they send out a thing to all on-air personalities. Yes. Will you please list the brands you're most passionate about or local businesses that you're most passionate
about.
Or
things that you need, done.
Yep. So that when we're negotiating advertising deals, we can say, Jen is wickedly passionate about Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
In addition to your campaign, you should consider.
Not a word, Jeff. Not a word.
Nope. Wow.
I know.
That makes me sad for you.
I know. The painted tree is another one that should be banging on my knocking on my door.
Yeah, but you got.
Well, you
two
have
stores
a business
now.
Relationship.
I got two stores now. Yeah, we got two. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Uber drivers. Yeah, make sure you buckle up the next time you climb into an Uber or a Lyft. A study has found a full third of rideshare drivers have been in at least one wreck.
Well, when you drive, you're in the car that many hours and you drive that many miles, it's a statistically speaking, you're really upping your chances.
I was in a couple of fender benders in cabs when I lived in New York, but
that's amazing to me that they don't all wreck all the time.
Yeah, but I think that they bump a lot and just don't.
That's the absolute truth.
Report it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely true.
I think at red lights and stuff, yes.
Yeah, because in both cases, my guys just, they yelled at each other and then kept on going.
Was it their car? Are they driving a company cab or is it?
So I think the way the medallion system works in New York is, like, it's not actually theirs until they pay off the medallion, which pretty much takes a lifetime. They're so damn expensive.
Yes, that's true. Like the company owns it, right? Or whatever.
The medallion being the license, I guess. The little badge that they have stamped to the hood. Or their medallion number you also see, like, in the top little dome thing. But, yeah, I mean, man, those cars get beat up.
Oh, yeah.
They're smaller now. Like, they got a lot of Priuses and even a lot of electric vehicles. But, like, back in the day, they were all driving around like big Chevy Caprices and Ford Crown Vicks and stuff. And those things were beasts.
Yeah.
So they could take more of a beating.
Now they're being zippy.
Yeah. Researchers polled 277 rideshare drivers. And 1 in 3 said they had been in some sort of accident before. And you're right, Jen. Just driving that much will up your chances. But that's still a lot.
It is.
And the study attributes it to 4 main things. You got the long hours, so they're tired, especially if they have a day job.
Right.
And they're using it as a second source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Phone use.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, just like us, they text and drive.
Yeah.
We shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Right.
But we all do.
Yeah.
And a lot of rideshare drivers also get distracted trying to book their next ride before their current one is done.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, because they have to tap it that they're going to take it.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I drive a lot. And if I'm dry, because I'm driving so much and because sometimes I'm tired, a lot of times I'm tired, I have to really force myself to pay more attention to the road, because I am very much so just like thinking about other things and, you know, worrying about other things and just not paying as close of attention just because I'm in there so much.
Right.
It's like all so much of my life is sitting behind the wheel of a car. When am I supposed to get all the other stuff done? And is there anything I can do while I'm driving? Not much.
Another reason why a third of Uber drivers, Uber and Lyft drivers have been in wrecks or some kind of crash is not being familiar with the area. I mean, even with GPS, it is harder to drive when you don't really know where you are and your eyes are distracted or looking at a screen instead of the road in front of you. And then think about the passengers. Driving with drunk idiots in the back seat is distracting.
Yep.
You know, even if they're not acting up, you know, if you're like white knuckled on the wheel, looking in the rearview mirror, thinking, please don't throw up, please don't throw up, please don't throw up, you're not really fully engaged in the road.
Agreed.
So buckle up.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
I always sit in the back and buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that customary, or do some people sit in the front? Do drivers have a preference? Would they rather you sit in the back seat?
Yes, most people don't want you up front.
I didn't think so.
They usually have some sort of...
But like if you got three passengers, then somebody's got to sit up front.
Yeah.
In many cases.
Or they make you squeeze in the back.
Yeah, yep. If you have like a sedan, are you limited to how many passengers? Like, can you cram three in the back and one up front, or...
I mean,
there's a limit to three.
It's kind of frowned upon sometimes. But one time we got some sort of car when we were in Lexington, Kentucky, and they were like, oh, it fits six people. And I'm like, it does not. Like, yeah. It was like a smaller, it may have been like a RAV4, Jen. Can you get six people in that thing?
No.
Yeah, see, so I think that might have been what it was. And I'm like, this is not for six people. Yeah.
No.
Although, you know, out of curiosity, I was looking at Volvo SUVs, the big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The XC90.
I was behind one yesterday and I thought about you.
Did you think of me?
Yes, I almost took a picture, but then I was like, nah.
Yeah, I'm a little enamored with them right now because when we went to go rent a car at the airport in Norway, when we landed, that's all they had. It wasn't even different types of Volvos. It was just one. It was
standard
Volvo. It was Volvo's XC90s or nothing.
Wow.
And there were rows of them.
Wow.
Exclusively like that make and model.
Yeah.
So guess what we're getting?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I really like this car. It drove like a dream. And so anyway, we come back and I kind of forget about it. And then we go to Atlanta for a weekend. And just by chance, I happen to get not an XC90, but like the Volvo SUV that's like one size below it, more of like the midsize.
Uh-huh.
And that also drove like a dream. So I started looking into them. I'm like, man, maybe I should consider getting one of these. I really like it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you looking for a new car?
No.
He's always looking at
cars. I feel like
cars.
He is too, Jen.
Just looking at them.
Yeah, I was just looking at them. You can look. You window shop.
I notice things.
Yeah.
But... you know, I don't make all the decisions in my house. I don't, you know.
Right. But anyway, I bring it up because they come in, like the big ones, the XC90s, I guess they come in 7-seaters or 5-seaters. So that's an option.
Oh,
like
wow.
If you want that additional.
7-seater.
Right.
That's big.
Cram more people into the car. Yep. If you're going to use it to be a rideshare driver, I'm just saying. I know that we haven't still found the cure for cancer yet, or I'm trying to think of, you know, what other feats we've tried to accomplish as humans. Maybe finding a way to keep takeout French fries from getting soggy. French fries don't travel very well, do they?
No way.
No, they don't travel well.
But then you look at other things like air travel. And that's pretty incredible when you think about that accomplishment. So someone just asked the internet, like, what is something that just makes you go, who the heck figured that out?
Yeah. Who did it and how did they do it?
Do you know what I always think about when this subject comes up is Cirque du Soleil. I'm always like, how do they know that their body is capable of
twisting and turning?
Yes,
like that.
Or even like, how do you know you have that talent?
I'm always fascinated what it was like for them to try it for the very first time. Because, you know, I think about the only thing I could come close to doing is like a flip off a diving board. I can remember the first time trying a flip off the diving board and it being just kind of a mind-blowing experience, right? And then I look at these gymnasts or...
Yes.
And I'm just like, the very first time you tried that,
when they invert their body in such a fashion that you're like...
Or swallow a flaming sword.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like somebody had to come up with the idea and started trying it.
Right.
And learned how to master it through trial and error.
Yep.
One example of that would be coffee, which I just sipped right now as you guys were talking.
But taking coffee beans and grinding them and then putting hot water.
Well, someone thought of it. Someone at some point in human history thought, oh, this berry tastes horrible. Hey, maybe if I pull the seed out, set it on fire for a little bit, and then grind it up, and then run hot water through it.
Then it might taste all right.
And I can drink it, and it'll be great.
Isn't that funny?
Yes. I think the same thing, too, Jeff, with medicines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who thought to put aloe on the first burn?
Yeah.
Or, since we're out of nature, cataloging mushrooms. Oh. Like, you know someone was like, all right, well, we know this one killed Fred.
Yeah, don't eat that one.
And then this other one makes you see God for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then this other one kind of tastes like chicken. So someone had to catalog them.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
That's amazing to me.
Yep.
Think about vinyl record players. You know, vinyl's big right now.
But
the idea of turning micro squiggles on vinyl into perfect reproductions of people's voices and instruments. Like, is that witchcraft?
It is weird.
Who came up with that?
Yeah. Good question.
Anything to do with astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
Massive planets, distance of stars, locations of black holes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of impressive brain power and technology.
Light years. How do we even know that things are light years away? I still can't understand the concept of light years.
And we haven't even scratched the surface.
And I don't even know if I want to know.
Right. It's so funny because I'm doing these lessons with Jacob right now where I read lessons to him and then we're working on him becoming able to spell with me because that's his way of communicating now. And it's biology. It's high school biology, right? And I'm reading these lessons and I'm just like, I always sucked at science. Yeah. I always sucked at science. And even now I'm reading it out loud and it's not landing.
Oh no.
Like I get to the part where I'm asking him the questions and thank God they provide the answers with the questions because I couldn't answer them after I just read them out loud to myself. 3 minutes later.
What is it about? What's the particular subject?
We're on periodic tables and chemistry. Atoms and all of this stuff. And
yeah, see, that's like me with everything.
Yes, first grade math.
You put it in front of me and that's...
It just does not stick.
No.
I don't know how to pronounce half these words.
If it makes you feel better,
I'm butchering them.
All parents are struggling with homework. Every freaking one of us from kindergarten college, we're all struggling with helping.
It's terrible.
Yeah, some other things that, you know, when you think about the accomplishments, like there are just some things we, for whatever reason, have not been able to master or break through on. And I use like French fries is an example.
Yeah.
How they just don't travel well. Like, how do you keep takeout French fries from getting soggy?
Well, this is where my mother would tell you need an air fryer.
Yes, you do.
Because you throw those in the air fryer and it'll crisp them right up.
Well, yeah, but that's after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, but how, like, we need a technology where they show up that way so that when the DoorDash guy rings your doorbell and you open up that bag, they're exactly right.
You know what they need to invent? a car air fryer where your driver just puts them in this car air fryer and then brings them to you.
If we can come up with an MRI machine or a computer or camera, radio. I mean, think of these modern marvels of technology.
Why can't they come up with a way to keep French fries fresh?
That's my point.
Well, isn't part of the problem they put them in those plastic containers and then put the lid on it and all the moisture is trapped in there and that's what makes them soggy, right?
Yes.
So there has to be some way to allow air to come in but not to make them cold.
A moisture absorbent yet thermal container.
Something like that.
Put Jacob on it. He could probably come up with something.
Yeah.
He might be.
Add that to your biology lesson.
Yeah, no kidding. Good God. I do. I sit there and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm reading.
Anyway.
Some
food for thought.
When my kid does stuff like that, she'll be like, well, why can't you do it? And I go, well, I already graduated from Northern Kentucky University, so I already went through all of this.
It's your turn now. You'll learn it for the test and forget it later too, kiddo.
Don't worry about
it. Unless it's your purpose in life to
Mama
do something with science.
Mama already did first grade that.
That's right.
I'm done.
If this is your thing, then you'll remember it. If not, you're going to be just like me.
Yep, you'll be fine. Join in the radio community.
All right, guys, what is the worst possible animal you could find staring up at you while you're on the toilet?
A pit viper.
Yeah, probably a snake.
Snake, spider.
A very large rat.
Jen's case, a frog.
Jeff saved me.
Once.
Saved my life from a frog in my toilet once.
Who said rat? Somebody said rat. Did you say rat?
A rat.
No, I said pit viper.
Yeah, so the phrase toilet rat is trending after a guy in Montreal dealt with one. His case was just published in a medical journal, which is never good. But a 76-year-old man found a rat in his toilet bowl and decided to remove it himself.
Why?
Yeah, and unfortunately,
I don't think I would do that.
I would have closed the lid and left a note for Scott that said, rat in toilet.
Yeah, unfortunately, it bit two of his fingers. Mm. Yeah, at least it didn't bite something else, was what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, I think he probably discovered it, didn't he, before he sat down.
He went to the ER where they cleaned the wounds and gave him a tetanus shot. But he was back less than 3 weeks later with a fever, headache, stomach pain, and a rapid heart rate.
All messed up.
Not shockingly, it turned out the toilet rat was pretty disgusting. The guy had a bacterial infection called Wheels disease, W-E-I-L-S, Wheels disease, that was ravaging his kidneys, and it can be fatal. But luckily, they were able to treat him with antibiotics, discharged him from the ICU a few days later. No word on what became of the toilet rat.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I cannot.
So now you know what a toilet rat is.
Oh.
How does it even happen? All right. 7:52, Jeff and Jen. Weather-wise, mostly cloudy skies today. Chilly with occasional showers and a high around 48. Just a heads up, you might want to bring the plants in tonight if you haven't already, because we have a freeze warning in effect tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Right now, 39 with Jeff and Jen. Coming up, we got a brand new Second Date Update Ghost Story Edition. But first, check the roads. We've got Denise Johnson standing by here with your latest Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.